May it please the court,
hello,
counsel. My name is Andrew J. McGowan. I'm with the Federal Public Defender's Office, and I represent the appellant in this case, Mr. DeMario Fleming, in another suppression issue. Uh-huh.
Well, we yeah. see you so often, Mr. McGowan.
Okay.
The question in this appeal is whether the officers had sufficient evidence to support the frisk.
Well, here we go. If we credit Officer Cruz's testimony that Mr. Fleming essentially admitted that he was the person who was driving across the lawns and then tried to walk past Officer Cruz, then why didn't the officer have reasonable suspicion to stop Mr. Fleming for further questioning and frisk him pursuant to the stop, particularly because we now know that there is no more powerful person in the world than any police officer in the world.
One thing, I think he was walking towards his house. I don't know if he was walking past Officer Cruz. But be that as it may, we concede that he was seized and could be seized based on his statement about driving on the lawns and the evidence that the officers saw when they arrived. However, the question in this appeal is whether there was sufficient evidence to establish that he was either a threat to the police or that he was armed. And since the police were responding to a loud party call and this driving on the lawns, which is, on its face, it may be trespassing, although he was driving evidently on a lawn in front of his house in part, if it were actually him. I don't think that there's enough evidence in this case to establish, like I said, reasonable suspicion, which I admit is a very low standard, especially when we're talking about very, very powerful people.
But if that was all that we had, but what prompted him to do the frisk was he saw how Fleming was holding his right hand very awkwardly inside his jacket as if he was holding something, and then he heard that remark by his companion. Well, he told his companion to be cool as they passed the police officer.
Well, that's
so
true.
So he had more.
Well, he had those facts, but, I mean, those facts don't necessarily establish articulable facts that he's either armed or a danger. That the be cool to his partner could be, somebody saying, what are the police doing here? You know, what's up? I don't know what the be cool stands for. On the other hand, he responded to the policeman's orders. He took his hands out of his pocket. He raised his hands, in fact, I believe, and he stopped. So even those facts, I don't think establish reasonable suspicion that he's armed or a danger. And furthermore, his hand in his pocket.
What would you have done if you were a police officer?
Well, the typical police officer would have asked
for
identification.
I'm asking you what you would have done.
I would have asked for identification.
They reached back into his pocket. Wouldn't be so smart.
Well, that's what policemen do, though. I mean, the typical.
What policemen do? Endanger themselves by asking stupid questions?
No, they ask for identification.
Yes, so he's
going to
reach back into his pocket, right?
Well, Your Honor, on that basis, any traffic stop, the policeman just frisk people because it's dangerous. I mean, honestly, that's what this case amounts to.
Well, if they stop someone, he starts reaching into his pocket for something.
Well, as I understand it, As I understand it, he had his hand in his pocket as he's, got out of his car and he's got his hand in his pocket. He's walking on a very snowy ground. We all know that can be treacherous. He's walking towards his house.
He's trying to walk carefully. You don't put your hands in your pocket.
Well, unless you have like something that you want to protect, like a cell phone or an iPod.
If you're walking on a slippery surface, you have your arms out. You don't have your hands in your pockets, right? That's dangerous. Where'd you get the idea that walking on a slippery surface, you should put one hand in a pocket? That help your balance?
If you're trying to protect something, it could help protect that item.
Protect something? You're afraid you're going to fall and break something in your pocket?
Mr. Fleming is about 30 years old. I mean, it's been a long time since I was 30, but anyway.
Maybe you only
there may be different concerns here.
Maybe you're only wearing one glove.
Furthermore, it was cold. I mean, he didn't have a glove on that hand. Your Honors, I believe that's all I have. Mm-hmm. Unless there are any further questions, I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. McGowan. Mr. Carter?
Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Mark Carner. I appear on behalf of the United States. Our position is that under the circumstances faced by Officer Cruz, a reasonably prudent person would have been warranted in the belief that his safety was at risk. The circumstances we rely on are, number one, the fact that Officer Cruz encountered the defendant at night by himself initially, that this encounter took place in a high-crime area.
Could I stop you for a minute?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there any urban area that is not a high-crime area?
In Rockford, yes.
I don't know. We just see that factor argued all the time as a justification for a Terry stop, and I'm wondering whether it really has genuine significance at this point. I mean, urban areas are places where crimes take place all the time.
Well, in this case, Officer Cruz testified that he had responded to calls for shooting crimes and also drug trafficking calls. And that issue really wasn't disputed by the defense at the suppression hearing. So that was one factor, along with the officer's observation that when he approached Fleming reached into the breast pocket of his coat while telling his acquaintance to be cool. Given all those facts, Your Honor, we believe that Officer Cruz was reasonable in his belief that the defendant might pose a danger to himself or others.
Are you saying that the police officer saw him put his hand in his pocket?
In his breast pocket, yes.
He saw him actually put the hand in. It wasn't that he was just walking along with his hand in his pocket.
That's right. He saw. The testimony was that Officer Cruz saw him place his right hand inside his coat toward his breast pocket.
So was Cruz? Was he wearing a uniform?
Yes.
So he thought that Fleming had seen him and then put his hand in his pocket. Is that it?
Yes, sir. In fact, came after the question, "What are you doing driving in the yards?" And Fleming's comment that I own all the yards in the neighborhood, I can drive
through. Oh, I see. It was after that he put his hand in his pocket.
Yes, Your Honor. Unless there's any other questions from the court, I'll sit down.
Oh, okay. I just one quick question. What do you think "be cool" meant?
I think that was Fleming's admonishment to his acquaintance not to do or say anything that would alert the officer to the handgun in his coat. Any other questions?
No. Thank you very much, Mr.